Good morning, students. This is module 2 of the lesson Summer of the White Beautiful Horse. In the first module, we saw how the two boys from the Garigolian family took the white horse for a ride. It was a wonderful, magnificent white horse. After the first day's ride, Aram knew that Murad was very familiar with the horse. It was clear to the boy that Murad had been riding the horse for many days. When the little boy asked Murad when he had stolen the horse, he did not reply. He said that if anyone asked him, Aram should only say that they had taken the horse for a ride only that morning. After taking the horse to a deserted vineyard of a farmer, he tied it there. He found that the little boy Aram found that there was some oats, some grass called alfalfa for the horse. So he was 100% sure that Murad had taken very good care of the horse. Murad told the boy that he had a very good understanding with the horse. That afternoon, Uncle Khosrow came to Aram's house. He was having his coffee when another visitor too happened to visit them. He was John Byro. He came and told Uncle Khosrow and Aram's mother that his white horse had been stolen a few days back. Hearing this, Uncle Khosrow became furious. He shouted at him. He said, "Why do you worry about a horse? We have lost our homeland. You have your legs to walk." The mother told the farmer that Khosrow was a good man with a gentle heart. His only problem was he was homesick. He was homesick for the motherland they had left behind in Armenia. Aram then did the next best thing. He ran over to Murad's house and informed him that John Byro had come to complain about his missing horse. Murad said, "There is nothing to worry." So they took the horse out every morning at 4 a.m. and had wonderful ride. They enjoyed each morning the ride on the horse. But whenever the little boy tried to ride the horse, it used to throw him out and run off. Then it so happened that one day, when they were taking the horse back to the barn where they used to keep the horse hiding, they met John Biro on the way. The farmer, when he saw his horse, was wonderstruck. He said, "Dear boys, is it your horse?" The boy said, "Yes." He inspected the horse's mouth, teeth, and the whole body. Then he asked Murad, "What is the name of this horse?" Murad had no doubt at all, and he said, "My heart." "Oh," the farmer said, "fine, but it looks like the tin of my horse. Every inch of this horse is like my own. But I know your family. I know how honest your family is. I know your parents. Since I know them, I realize you could not have stolen my horse. So I believe my heart, not my eyes, because what my eyes see is my own horse. But you boys say that this is your own. Okay, good day," he said and left. The next morning, the boys, after riding the horse, decided to return the horse. They took the horse back to John Biro's barn early morning and kept there. There were a few dogs, but they did not even bark at the strangers. Immediately, Murad said that, "You see these dogs? They did not even bark at me. You know the reason? Because I have a way with even dogs." That's the time little Aram realized that he had managed to make friends even with the dogs earlier. When he took the horse out first time, he got familiar with the dogs, and they were acquainted with Murad. Murad was a smart guy. He could get away with anything. Students, can you guess the reason why Murad decided to return the horse to the owner? What might be the reason behind this? Is it because the farmer recognized his stolen horse the previous day? Or is it because he was conscience stricken? when the farmer said that he would not doubt their integrity because the boys belonged to the famous Garagolian family, which was famous for honesty. It should be due to his realization that everyone believed them blindly. Even after recognizing his horse, the farmer did not tell anyone that he saw his horse with the boys. I am sure it is because of honesty, which was inherent in all the members, that even Murad, who was crazy, returned the horse much before he wanted it. The next day, John Byrow came to Aram's house in a carriage drawn by the white horse. He called his mother, and even Uncle Khosrow was there at that time. He showed them his white horse and he said, "Look at the horse. What a miracle. The horse has been returned to me. And the best part is that the horse is well behaved and looks much stronger than before. Thank God for his small mercies." I am sure that the horse has been well fed and well trained. I am so happy today. When Uncle Khosrow heard this, he was angry as usual. He shouted him down. He was irritated and told him to shut up. This is the end of the story. I am sure you all enjoyed the whole story. The story of two little boys who enjoyed their childhood to the fullest. Thank you.